Okay, Shalom Rabosei Gedvach. Today's daf is Pesach and daf Lamed Hey, and we are here on Lamed Aleph on days. Last thing, well, one of the last things we had mentioned is that we had a question that seemingly the Mishnah on Trumos says that if you plant Truma Tmeya in the ground, right, it stays Tahor, but you're not allowed to eat it. And we had a couple of explanations why that is, and Rev Yirmiyah had said, the last answer that we had given was that this is this extra chumrah by truma? Stav chazal were machmir by holy things, right? But the Gemara calls it a maila. So for whatever reason, by kachim chazal a little bit more machmir, right? Even though right, you technically have gotten rid of the truma by planting in the ground. It still has an iser chila. So now we're gonna have a couple more examples of that before the Mishnah, and we get to another Mishnah here on Lamed Hay. But either way, so two lines up. Amar Rava. Rava says, Af anan nami tanina. And that's the right. If you look at Rashi, second last Rashi, right? The Ovid Rabbanan Maila Bekachim, Afilu Kiklujas Pe. That Chazal were extra machmir by Kachim, even if you're Makadashi Pepe, right? Again, we said we had a discussion whether it's a Kiklujas Pe or only Kiklujas Kli, whether the Chumras apply to things that you say are Kadosh or whether things are machmir. If you put it in a kli, all right. Either way, there are extra chumras elsewhere as well. Says Rava. So afan nami tani. We also learned in a brisa. V'nasan alav mayim chayim el keli. This is talking about the water for the paraduma. You put water mayim chayim, right? Again, spring water, running water, water. The el keli. Put it in a kli again. A kli that you're going to use part of the paraduma process, right? You take ashes from the paraduma, mix it with water, sprinkle it on somebody, then they are tahor. Right? So the Gemara learns from that pasuk shetehei chiyusan bakli. That their chiyusan, right? If you look at Rashi, but also kli atzmo in that kli, in that utensil, shehu mekadeshbo that you mekadeshbo mechatas, but afron, right? That in that kli that you're going to put the ashes of the paraduma into tzarech lamalo so min amayam. But that's the one you have to collect the water in, right? Again, if you're the kli you're going to use for the sprinkling, that's the kli that has to collect the water. However, the pasuk also says, right? Again, venasan, right? The first word is venasan, and you'll put mayim into the kli. That implies, right, that you're pouring it from one kli to the next, right? If you stick a kli into the spring, so then water goes in on its own. If we say you put water in a kli, it seems to imply you're pouring water from, let's say, a pitcher or a cup or something. So Alma, that implies talushin inu, that they are have to be, literally means talush is detached from the ground, but here it means, you know, taken out of the water, right? I mean, taking out of the spring. But the Brisa learns that they have to be the kli that you're using to sprinkle needs to be the kli that gathers the water from the spring. Ella, so rather, says the Gemara, Milo, right? It must be some sort of extra chumrah, meaning mida raisa, right? That the chazal were nitake, mida raisa, you can put the water in one kli and put it in another. The chazal were machmer that you should make sure, you know, the water should go straight into the kli you're going to be sprinkling with. In terms of to be more machmir, to make sure that everything is done, right? As if you look at Rashi, right, Shetichus and Meklivas, Mechur, Rabban and Akra, right? They based on the pasuk. It's not actually Dendal, right? So, right, Chazal, this is an extra chumrah that Chazal did, right, to make an extra, you know, step here, that the water should go straight into the kli. Again, you know, once you take water out, right, once you're talking about pouring water from one kli to the next, so you could, maybe the kli was tamei, etc. So, again, when you cut down the stages, you cut down the steps, so there's less of a chance to be messed up, right? And you treat it, I guess, with extra kedusha if you use the actual kli that you're going to sprinkle with. So that should be the kli that you're gathering the water with. Gathering the water with. Okay, so it's an extra chum. So hachanami maila. So over here by tami truma, right? When you put it back in the ground, Chazal made an extra chumah that it's not going to be totally tahara and mutar to eat. Okay, another example. Amar Rav Shimi bar Ashi, Afana Nami Tanina, we also learned in a brisa, Tavel Ve'ola, if someone, this is talking about a Metzora, someone who went to the mikvah and obviously came up, right, Baruch Hashem, so Ve'ocha Ve'meiser, so he is allowed to eat Meiser. Herev Shimsho, if the sun goes down, right, again, if you remember the Tara process involves, right, going to the mikvah on the last day and then waiting for sun to go down. So a person allowed to eat meiser, After he went to to the mikvah, that's again, Meiser Sheni can be eaten even if a person is quote unquote tame, but you know, here he's not tame, but whatever. But either way, but truma, right, Harav Shimsho, right, ochel betruma, but if he's a kohen, he has to wait till the sun goes down before he eats truma. But truma in bekachim lo, that implies that he's only let eat truma and not kachim, right? If he's a kohen, he can eat korbanos, but apparently he has to wait for the korbanos. Until he brings his korban, right? Again, a metzora brings his korban the next morning, right? He's still what's called a mechusar kiburim. So he's still, he's tahor, but he's still waiting to bring the korbanos the next day. So apparently you're not allowed to eat kachim. It's kamar says amai taharu. Why not? He's fully tahor, right? Once the sun goes down, right? The whole tahor process is fully completed. So ela mala hachanami mala. So it must be again that there's some extra mala, some extra chumra. The chazal made a kachin that someone who's still awaiting the final step of their tahara process, that they bring the korban the next day, is still not allowed to eat kachin. So that's again an extra chumra by kachin. Amar Ravashi, last example, afananami tania. We also learned in the brisa the habasar, talking about eating meat of a korban. Person is allowed to eat it, right? Someone who is tahor. Just to quote the full pasuk, so you don't, so it's not something totally random. Tabasar she yiga b'chol tamei lo yachel ba'ishi zareif v'abasar hatahor yochal habasar. And again, if it's tahor, you're allowed to eat it. If anything, if the basar is tamei, so then right, then you have to burn it. So the pasuk said, the Gemara learns the rabos etzaitzim ulavona. Right, that includes the wood and the lavona, part of the ketores, are also subject to tuma, as the pasuk again talks about tahar and tame. So those things, the wood and the part of the ketores, the lavona, is also subject to tuma, even though those items are not right food, right? They're not mistama. They're not, as the Gemara says, right? Eitzim lavona b'neiatz muyaninu. They're not shayach to becoming tame. What is going on over here? So Ella, Maile, Hachaname, Maile, right? It must be that some sort of Maile, some sort of extra chumra by kachim, right? Even these items are considered to be kodesh and can be mekabel tuma. Okay, fine. New Mishnah. Elu tvarim she'adam yotzei behen yudei chovasu bePesach. What can you use for matzah on Pesach? As we'll see, talk about matzah. The Gemara basically lists right the five grains: pechitim, seorim, kusmin, shifon, and shiboles shua. That is wheat, barley, spelt. The last one is oats, and the middle one, Rye. Shifon is rye. So then, right. So those five, the five grains that we're familiar right, with. You have to, if you have bread, you have to wash. Right again, mizonos, etc., etc. If it's a cookie, mizonos, etc., etc. Okay. V'yotzei, and you're also yotzei b'demai uvemaiser. Right, demai is produce that you're not sure if the Am Aretz took off meiser, etc. Right, where Am Aretz were trusted to take off truma, but not necessarily meiser and everything else. So demai is we're not sure if they were all the gifts were taken off. Appropriately, it's a suffix. Meiser Rishon, right? Shenit l'trumaso, but you're also allowed to use matzah from Meiser Rishon where the Levi already took Trumas Meiser. You're allowed to use Meiser Sheni. You're allowed to use Hektesh Sheniftu, Hektesh that has been redeemed. And if Kohanim Bechala v'Truma, Kohanim are allowed to use Chala again. Chala, the gift that when someone a woman makes or a man really. Also, anybody who makes bread out of a certain amount of dough, so it gives a gift of challah. Nowadays, we unfortunately don't have tumantaras and kohanim, so we burn it. But back in the day, that was something that kohanim got. But truma, obviously, they're allowed to use truma. So all these things you're allowed to use to make matzah. And the Gemara is going to ask on Amabez, well, obviously, all these things are mutar ba'achila, right? What's the chiddush? Avalo, but you're not allowed. And conversely, right, all these things are usur ba'achila, and then you're not allowed to use it. And again, the Gemara will have to ask, what's the chiddush? So avalo b'tevel, you're not allowed to use tevel. Again, produce that's not been separated, trumas meiser, etc. Lo b'meiser rishon shalom nitrul trumaso. If you didn't take trumas meiser from meiser rishon, lo b'meiser sheni v'hektesh shalom niftu. And if you have meiser sheni or hektesh that's not been redeemed, chalos hatoda urkik. Period. Okay, then those are you're not allowed to use. What about matzahs that are not necessarily made for Pesach? For example, chalos hatoda, the korban toda was 30 matzahs, 30 loaves of matzah, 10 loaves of chametz. What about those chalos that are matzah? What about rikiki nazir? Also, you have these wafers of a nazir that he brings part of his korban, they were matzah. So asan la'atzmo, if you made him for himself, meaning for those purposes, for the korban toda and for the nazir himself, so then ein yotzibahim, but then that's no good. But asan limkor bashuk, but if someone made them to sell, Right, and then, as Rashi says, and then, you know, and then he changed his mind to use them for Pesach, so then, Yotzin behind them, that's fine, because they're not already earmarked for a specific purpose. Okay, the Gemara just defines those five grains now. For us, really, this is not really so shayach, because, you know, we don't understand the Aramaic. But anyway, Tana Kusmin is min chitin, shibol shuol v'shifon min seorin. All right, Kusmin is, what's it called? It's spelt, it's a type of wheat. And oats and rye are the type of barley. Kusmin is gulba, shifon is dishra, shibolet shuel is shibule tala. Okay, fine. So that's what we're talking about over here. Honey in orez v'dochan lo. So the Gemara learns out of these list of five, right? Usually when the Mishnah lists stuff, it's usually coming to exclude something. So the Gemara immediately jumps and explains that these five species, yes, but rice or millet, no. Right? They're not... Shayach for to make matzah. So Gemara says, "Me'an imili." How do you know that this is true? So I'm Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, v'chintana the debate Rabbi Shmuel, v'chintana the debate Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Amar ben Yaakov. Amar Kra. The pasuk says, "Lo sochal lov chametz shemis yam tochal lov matzos." Right. The pasuk links chametz and matzah. Don't eat chametz. Do eat matzah. Dvarim habayim lidechimutz adam yotzei b'hem lidechovaso b'matzah. Right? You're only yotze matzah with things that can become chametz. Yasu elu she'in ba'in lidei chimutz. That excludes rice and millet that do not become chametz. Right? Ella, rather, what do they become? Ella lidei sirchon, right? They come to become, not disgusting, but kind of I guess, spoiled if they're left that long. Okay. Fine. So that's how the Gemara learns it. Masnisin delok Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Apparently, our Mishnah is not like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Da Amar Orez min Daganu. Right? Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri holds that rice is one of the species of grain. Right? V'chayav in achim utzukaris. And you're chayav for rice chametz. You're not only chayav for rice chametz on Pesach. You're chayav kares. Right? It's mamish one of the five grains. It should really be six. The Tanya like we learned on rice. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Oser be Orez v'dochen. Right? He asers with rice and millet. So I guess seven species. Either way, v'pinisha karov lahachmitz, because they are, quote-unquote, karov lahachmitz. Now, that can mean one of a couple of things. Either they can become close to becoming chametz, or they become chametz quickly, or well, that's what the Gemara asks. Ibailu, they asked, shekarov lahachmitz, what does that mean? Dekadimu machmitz, that they become chametz quickly? O dilma karov lahachmitz, have chametz gamor lo have. Right, does that mean that they get close to becoming chametz, but they don't go all the way? Right, so that seems to be a weird explanation, right? Because again, he said you're chayav kares. So tashma, that's what we're going to teach in a brisa. The Tanya will learn the Ram Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, or is min daganu v'chayav nachimutzok kares. Bradam yotzei bo yidei chovasu v'pesach. Right, again, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says you're chayav for rice chametz. That's kares. That's straight up chametz. You can be yotzei matzah. V'chein hayav Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri omer kramis chayav ben mechala, and so too kramis is chayav in chala. Meaning it's a type of grain that you need to take challah from. Again, you can, the Gemara is going to, well, not here, but the Gemara says elsewhere, Rashi says it, no, he quotes it over here. Right, if you look at Rashi, third line down in the white lines, chayos bechala, dimin dagan rahavi. Right, it has to be a type of dagan, right? Only the bread made from one of the daganim is chayiv in challah. And if you look at right, Afogav the Chalas Lechem Ksiv Bei VeGomar Lechem Lechem Milechem Oni. Right, the Gemara that's where Menachos learns that the species of challah that are chayv and challah are the species that you're yotzei matzah with. So that goes hand in hand. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says that rice you're chayv kares, and also kramis you're chayv and challah, meaning implying that kramis also would be good for matzah as well. That's the same halacha. If you're chayv and challah, you can be yotze with matzah. So the Gemara just says, "My kramis, what is that?" Amar Rabbi Shitzina, my Shitzina, what is that? Amar Papa Shitzina, demishtacha beni kalniva, kalnisa. It's something that's found amongst poppy seed. Okay, fine. Either way, but the Maisa, again, this Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nuri says that meaning clearly, if he's going to be a mechayev you for kares, and you're allowed to use it for matzah, so then mistama, when it says karov lehachmetz, it means that it becomes chametz very quickly. It doesn't mean it almost becomes chametz, because then you wouldn't be yotzei matzah. Okay. Amar Rabbi Baruch, Amar Reish Lakish. Isa shenilsha b'yayin v'shemen v'dvash. This is the sugya of matzah ashira. Right? If you have dough that was kneaded, kaniyedi, with wine or oil or honey, right? Ein chayevin al chimutza kares. That is not alser kares. Meaning that's not you're not going to be chayev kares for eating that on Pesach. Yosef Rav Papa Ravuna Brev Rishua Kamidra Rav Idi Bar Oven Yosef Rav Idi Bar Oven Vekamen Hamne. So you have let's see, it was Rav Papa and Rav Huna, brother of Yeshua, sitting before Rav Idi Bar Avin. Rav Idi Bar Avin is chilling out, he's taking a nap. And Rav Papa and Rav Huna are shmuzin. I'm going to lay Rav Huna, brother of Yeshua, Rav Papa. My time is the Rish Lakish. What is Rish Lakish's logic that says that this dough that is kneaded with one of these juices or these liquids that you're not going to be chayiv kares if it becomes chametz? Amar lei, damar kar, because the pasuk says, lo sechal lo chametz, etc. Dvarim sh'adam yotze behem yidei cholos v'matzah, chayavim al chimutzo kares. Right? Only things that you're going to be able to be yotze, the mitzvah of matzah with, are going to get you a chiyuv kares if you consume it in chametz form on Pesach. V'ahol ve'in adam yotze b'yidei chovaso, since you're not able to use this for matzah, to have you lay matzah ashira, because it's extra rich matzah, it's wealthy matzah, right? Again, what's the problem with wealthy matzah, right? Who cares? Let's get some taste to your matzah. Spice it up a little bit. You ever wonder? Someone once asked me, like, there are all these different types of bread, right? People make all these different types of things. This flavor and this flavor and put that spice on it. Like, what? Nobody makes any different types of matzah. So, well, yeah, it's a simple reason for that. If you look at Rashi, he explains over here. I didn't tell him this at the time, but if you look at matzah ashira, what's the problem with matzah ashira? Rachman amar lechem oni. Right, matzah is poor man's bread, or however you understand the drasha, or bread that you answer a lot of things on. But poor man's bread, the simple reading, matzah is poor bread, it's just water and flour. So you can't have all this fancy stuff. But so you're not yotzei matzah, so therefore you're not going to be chayev kares for eating it on Pesach. Right, so therefore, to have you lay matzah ashira, in chayev and al chimutz kares, that's, so you're not going to be chayev. Those two things go hand in hand. You're not going to be chayev for eating it, kares for eating it. Obviously, it's not good to eat it, but then you're not going to be chayev kares. Esir, Rav Huna, brother of Shuda, Rav Papa. So Rav Huna said back to Rav Papa, what about the following? Sorry. Himchahu v'gamu. Let's say you melt, or I guess dissolved, probably more accurate is a better word, some grains, and then gamu, and then you swallowed it. So im chometzu, if it was chometz onush kares, then you get kares. V'im matzahu, ein adam yotzei de chovasu v'pesach. Then you're not yotzei matzah. Well, 1 second. Basically, I'll give you a case where you're not yotzei the mitzvah, but you're still chayev kares. Let's say you dissolve something in water. So if it was chometz, you're chayev kares. If it was matzah, you're not yotzei matzah. Right? I'll just give you a case where they don't go hand in hand. So maybe matzah ashira can be different. So itar b'hu Rav Idi Bar Avin, I'm not the who. So Rav Idi Bar Avin at that point woke up and he said, Dardiki, my young children, my talmidim, I guess. Hainu time is Rish Lakish. No, this is Rish Lakish's logic. Mishum dehavio, they made peros. Right, it's literally means fruit juice, but obviously not fruit juice. It's from wine, olives, and honey. Right, it made peros in machmitzin. That's fruit that does not become chametz. It doesn't get to chametz. So therefore, it's not shayach to achmichayv kares because it doesn't actually get to the point where it's going to become chametz. But again, obviously, it's a discussion of whether there's an isra or not. Right? Again, that's already a longer discussion. Obviously, not for Dafyomi Shir. But this is if you're looking for matzah shira, right? This is it. It comes up a little bit later, I think. I think tomorrow, maybe even. I'm not even sure. A little bit later in the parak, if I'm not mistaken. This is if you're looking for the Gemara about matzah shira. This is it. Okay. Now the Mishnah had said yotzei b'dmai v'maiser. You can make matzah out of demai, which is tevel, suffik, whether they took maisros, etc. from, and maiser that did not have truma taken from it. The Gemara says, demai halo chazile. 1 second. There's still an issur derabanan to eat demai, right? Why are we allowed to use this, right? You're not allowed to eat demai in most cases. The Gemara says, yeah, there are some cases where you are allowed to eat demai, and that's specifically, if you're a poor person, demai is mother. And therefore, kevan di boy mafker lenachase havi ani. Since a person can, at that moment, kind of be mafker, relinquish ownership of all of his possessions, he'll be a poor person. Ve'ocha. And then he can eat demayim. So too, over here it's going to be fine. The time, like the Mishnah, ma'achilin, nesani, and demayim, v'sachsanya, demayim, right? People who can eat demayim is poor people and soldiers who are, kind of holed up and need something to eat. Rav Huna learned Tana again. This is Tana debate. Sorry, Tama Rav Huna Tana we learned the Rabbi said Beis Shammai Omrim in Machilin is Hanim Demai Vesachsana Demai. Right, Beis Shammai says we don't, but Beis Hillel Omrim Machilin. Beis Hillel says we do. So that right, our Mishnah is like Beis Hillel that since a person could be poor, right, so then he's going to get to eat, be able to eat Demai now as well. Meiser Rishon Shnalas to Trumasa. Right, you're also allowed to make matzah out of Meiser Rishon that took Trumas Meiser. So Pshita, obviously, that's fine. Right, so the kevin to the trumasa chulin having, right? Once you take trumas meiser from meiser, so meiser is not usher to Yisrael, meiser is mutter for everybody. So the Gemara says, "Lo tzricha she'dimu b'shibolim v'not lahemenu trumas meiser." Have a lomnot lahemenu truma gedola. I guess we should probably explain the hedimu she'dimu b'shibolim part. Let's say you took meiser b'shibolim while the grain was still, literally means in its ears, but before you finished the harvesting process. Grain is only chayiv in gifts, meiser, truma, etc., after the harvesting and threshing and preparation process is completed, when it's in a pile, right? What the Gemara calls a kri, when they're smoothing out the pile in the, I guess, the silo, or the threshing floor. So that's when the chayuvim of truma and meiser kick in. Let's say you take meiser beforehand, when it was still on the stalks, for whatever reason. Now, just to explain, that is kind of jumping the gun for several reasons. First of all, the coin gets first dibs. Second of all, because you're going to affect the amount that the coin gets. For example, let's say you have 100 ears of corn, or sheaves of wheat, or whatever. So Truma is 2%, right? Ayin Yafa is 3%, but either way, let's say standard Durabanan Din is 2%. So now you got 98 ears of corn, stalks of wheat, etc. So now, what does the Levi get? The Levi gets 10%. Well, 10% of 98 is 9.8. So then he's entitled to 9.8 stalks of wheat. Let's say he jumped the gun and took it before Truma. So now he's taking too much. Right? Now he's taking too much. Now he's taking a full 10 because he gets 10%. So now he's taking a full 10 of the 100 stalks of grain. Now what happens when the Kohen comes and takes afterwards? So now he's getting 2% of 90. Instead of 2% of 100, he's getting, I don't know, whatever the math is, 1.8, I don't know. You guys probably can do it better than I can. So now the coin is getting less. Right? So he's basically, for several reasons, but first of all, because he's taking a little bit more than he should, but that's not okay. And so what happens? So he takes it while it's still attached to the ground or still in the stalks or whatever, before the completion of the, what's it called, process of the threshing and harvesting process. And then what happens, and this is the case where you took Trumas Meiser from that Truma, but you didn't take Truma Gedola. I mean, you're still missing the 0.2 percent that the coin got ripped off from. So still, that's going to be fine. It could Rabbi Avo. Dam Rabbi Avo. I'm Rabbi Shimon Lakish. Meiser Rishon Shekdimo B'Shibolim. If you have this case where you took Meiser before Truma while it's still in stalks, Potter mit Truma Gedola, because you don't have to give Truma Gedola from that Meiser. Even though what you do is inappropriate, you don't have to give Truma Gedola from that Meiser. Shneimar, as the pasuk says, Paramosemi Menu Trumas Hashem Maaser Min HaMaaser. Right? You have to give to the Kohen Trumas Meiser. So Meiser Min HaMaiser Karmet Dilachav Lo Truma Gedola Trumas Meiser Min HaMaiser. So that's, but you don't, meaning so specifically you give Trumas Meiser from Meiser and not Truma Gedola from Trumas Meiser. So even though the Levi did something inappropriate and took the Meiser before the Truma, he's still in, that grain is still not Chayiv in Truma because Truma is only from Tevel and not from Meiser. Amalei Rav Papa L'Abaye El Meata. Well, if that's true, right? Afilu Higdimu B'Kriin Amili Pater. Well, why don't we say that he should be Pater if he jumped the gun even after you finished the harvesting process? Right? Again, if he did it before Bakri in the pile, right? Again, the farmer finishes the whole process, smooths out the pile, boom, you have a chiyuv to give Trumas to Meiser. Well, if the Levi jumps the gun there, he's also depriving the coin of 2.2% as well. Right? Who cares whether he did it before or after, right? The farmer finished the threshing process. Amar Leis, Rabbi said back to him, Alecha Amar Kar, the Pasuk says about that, Mikol Matan Asichem Tarimu Trum, Tarimu, what is it? Mikol Matan Asichem Tarimu is called Trumas Hashem. From all your Trumas, right, you have to give Trumas Hashem. That's talking about the Levium. And that's meaning in that case you will have to give truma. So Gemara says umara isa. I mean, so why did you explain the psukim that way? Right? What did you see? That pasuk tells me he doesn't. This pasuk tells me he does. Like why not reverse it or mecha tesi? Where'd you get that from? So the Gemara says hay idgan v'hay lo idgan. And this has become grain. This has not become grain. Meaning that once the thing is finished, once the process is finished, then the grain itself is chayiv in truma. So at that moment, the chayiv to give truma kicks in. And you're no longer giving truma from the miser, right? If the Levi jumps the gun and takes the miser first, so he's no longer, subsequently, when he has to take truma's miser, and if you take truma gedola from that miser, you're not taking truma from miser, right? That is grain that has already been chayiv in truma. Whereas if you took miser beforehand, that grain is not chayiv in truma yet, so that grain goes straight from the stalks to being meiser. When you finish the process, now that grain is chayiv in truma. So if the levy comes and takes meiser, so he's taken too much in effect, and you have grain that's already been chayiv in truma, so that grain he has to give it then, therefore afterwards, to the kohen. Okay, fine. The Mishnah also said meiser sheni v'hekdesh sheniftu, that if you have meiser sheni or hekdesh that was redeemed, again, meiser sheni, two options. If you eat, you can either eat it in Yerushalayim, or you can redeem it outside Yerushalayim. If the owner redeems it, so then he has to add a 1/5, which is really a 1/4 in our terminology, to the redemption. So the Gemara says pshita, obviously, right? If you make matzah out of those items, that right, those items are totally mutter to eat. What's the problem here? I don't understand. So Gemara says, "Achamai eskin." The case is shenasan esakeren v'lanasan esachomesh. The case is if the owner of the produce redeemed the value of the miser, but he did not give the extra, the 1/5. As I said, that the meaning that he has to give 1/5 in addition for redeeming it outside the miser sheni outside Yerushalayim. Excuse me, v'kamash malan, and he's coming to teach us the ein chomesh ma'akev, that this 1/5 does not stop the redemption process. Meaning, if as long as you gave the value of the miser, it's considered to be poda, it's considered to be redeemed. You just owe the money to the Beis Hamikdash, to Hekdesh, but the produce is then mutter for you to consume. Okay. Kohanim b'chalav v'truma, again, Kohanim are allowed to make matzah out of chalav v'truma, pshita, obviously. So by the time, you might have thought matzah shavah l'chol adam b'inan. You might have thought that the matzah that you make needs to be able to be eaten by everybody. And obviously, only Kohanim can eat truma and chalav, kamash malan, mitzos, matzos, riba. Here we have a pasuk that says, matzos, that, that you can, I mean, it says it twice, so therefore you can, sometimes, I guess that includes matzahs that are only shy to some people, right? You don't necessarily need everybody to be able to eat your matzahs. Okay, avoloba tevel, you're not allowed to make matzah out of tevel, obviously, pshita, the Gemara says, so let's yucha, but tevel, tevel mi derabanan. So the case is tevel mi derabanan, even tevel mi derabanan is also to make matzahs from. What's an example of that? Shezro ba'atzis shein onakov. If you grew the wheat stalks, I guess, in a potted plant that does not have a hole, meaning it's not, right, you put a pot without a hole, so it's not really growing from the ground, but that is, that again, that is chayiv and stuff midirabanan, it's tevel midirabanan, if you didn't take trum samayzros, even though you're not chayiv midarais, so that already that you're not allowed to make matzahs out of as well. Below the ma'aser rishon shalom to truma, so also ma'aser rishon that you did not take truma from, pshita, obviously, right, you're not allowed to eat that ma'aser until you take truma's ma'aser. So lo tzricha shekdimu bakri. So the case is, again, that you, the levy, jumped the gun and took the ma'aser from the smoothed out pile of grain in the farmer's, silo, etc. You might have thought that the halacha is like Rav Papa, that you don't take truma from meiser, period, even if the levy jumped the gun after the processing was done. So kamash malan kedushani lo. No, the halacha is, the Mishnah teaches us, no, it's like Abaye, that no, that levy is still chayav to give truma kedola and truma's meiser from the meiser that he took after the processing was completed. And also, you're not allowed to make matzah out of those two things. If you did not redeem the miser sheni or the hekdesh, so obviously pshita, obviously, that's true. Why didn't they tell me this? So Gemara says, la'olam deniftu. Really, the case is where it was redeemed. My lo niftu, so what do you mean? What does it mean when the Mishnah says it was not redeemed? Lo niftu kil chasan. It wasn't redeemed appropriately. What's appropriately? So Gemara explains, miser sheni shepedo agava simon. right? In the case of Meister Sheni, it was redeemed by an asimon. An asimon was a coin that was not minted appropriately, meaning it's some sort of like a asimon was something you used to stick in the phone booths, right? There's a little bit of a little coin with a hole in it. But it basically refers to back in the day, they used to have this lousy coinage. So in the pasuk of Derachman Amar, the pasuk says, "Vetzarta hakesef." Davar sheishol tzura. You need to redeem Meister Sheni on appropriate coinage that is has a tzura, an image on it. Meaning you have to have actual good coins when you redeem this Meister Sheni. So if you didn't, if you redeemed it on lousy coins, so that's not good enough, and you cannot make matzah out of it. Right? The hekdesh, what about the case? The hekdesh shechil lo agabi karka, that you redeemed it through land, and that's no good. Derachman Amar, v'nasa makesef akamlo. Right? You have to give money, and then the hekdesh will be redeemed, and etc. etc. I'm just checking to see if we should go right there. And that, no, that's that looks like we'll stop here. Okay, so then you have to give kesef and money metaltalin. You cannot redeem hekdesh through through land. Okay, shkoyah kol rabosa. We're going to stop here. We'll go right there. The hanukkah shas tomorrow. Have a great day or night, depending on where you are listening to this.